You're listening to SBS News.
Chronic pain is pain that lasts normally for more than 3 months. In a lot of cases, the nervous system is continuing to send pain signals that, in my case, weren't necessarily valid, but you still feel that pain. And chronic pain in itself can come in many forms from many different conditions.
That's 20-year-old Sarah Fowler, who was first diagnosed with a form of chronic pain called complex regional pain syndrome when she was just 12 years of age. The engineering student and lifeguard says while she had it before then, she wasn't officially diagnosed until much later.
I've probably had chronic pain since mid-primary school. In year five, I ended up in so much pain that I was in a wheelchair. Unfortunately, I still wasn't diagnosed, but was able to make a recovery due to the efforts of the support that I had around me. And then in year seven, I again ended up in a wheelchair, but with much more serious pain.
She explains how it came on.
The first instance was triggered by an injury that pain then continued and then spread. And the second instance was I was unwell and in bed for a couple of weeks with the flu, and I ended up having pain start in my ankle and then just spread from there.
Carol Bennett is the CEO of Pain Australia, an organisation working to improve the quality of life of people living with pain and those around them. Ms Bennett says Sarah is not alone and that chronic pain affects well over 3 million Australians, with more than half of those being women of working age.
Traditionally, we have tended to think that pain affects older people. This is not a condition that affects older people, quite clearly. Pain can affect anyone. We're talking about children even, adolescents, young people, right through the ages. And obviously it has a big impact at the end of life as well, with one in three people in residential aged care experiencing pain.
According to a report into the cost of chronic pain commissioned by Pain Australia, that number is expected to rise to well over 5 million people by 2050. But while so many Australians live with chronic pain, Sarah says many people don't understand it, and especially don't understand her condition.
There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with me, and if it ever inhibits me or I am in a lot of pain, people don't understand, and that can be really difficult.
Close to half of those living with chronic pain also live with depression and anxiety, and it's projected that number will rise to 2.3 million people by 2050. On average, people living with chronic pain also miss around 8 days per year from work compared to those without pain. It's also an expensive health condition, costing those with chronic pain collectively about $2.7 billion in out-of-pocket management expenses. Sarah Fowler considers herself lucky in that her family has been able to fund constant treatment and even travel.
There was a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of trying to find specialists that then didn't work, and going into hospital and doing MRIs and those sorts of things. It all adds up really quickly. And then when I was having to go up to Randwick, we were having to do that trip up and back to Sydney quite often. That took my mum off work.
And it's even more expensive for the nation, with figures suggesting it cost the economy over $139 billion in 2018. That figure expected to rise to more than $215 billion by 2050. There are also major issues with the current treatment system, including access to care. Carol Bennett at Pain Australia says those in regional areas in particular have little or no access to pain specialists. But even those in metropolitan areas like Canberra and Sarah Fowler find they have to travel for treatment or wait a long time for it. Pain Australia's Carol Bennett warns it's even tougher for Indigenous Australians and migrants.
If you live in the regions of Australia in rural and remote areas, almost impossible to access best practice care. If you have then on top of that a language barrier or a cultural barrier, that creates even further difficulties.
Even when people have access to care, sometimes that care isn't always appropriate. Carol Bennett says the report has found opioids are often used in cases where other less risky treatments would be more effective.
For many people, it's about relying on prescription medication. For many of them, it's opioids. And we know that 70% of all GP visits result in a pain medication. And we know that that's not best practice. It's not recommended for long-term chronic pain.
In 2017-18, 823 Australians are believed to have lost their lives as a result of prescription opioid misuse. The federal government has committed $2.5 million over 4 years for education and training. That's in addition to $4.3 million announced in Tuesday's budget to increase awareness and services for rural Australians suffering from chronic pain. Carol Bennett says the funding is a $1 million answer to a $1 billion problem.
It isn't enough. It's never going to be enough when you're this far behind the eight ball. But what it will enable us to do is raise awareness in the community about this issue and enable people. We want to see our investment go towards creating a one-stop shop type option where people can go to find out about chronic pain.
Sarah Fowler says she's hoping for longer term change.
I would like it to be a priority. I would like to see that the people in power, the people that make all the decisions, not only see that people are suffering and they need to help those millions of people in pain, but see the fact that it's hurting our economy, and the reports show that. And yes, it's going to take investing now, but that money will mean a lot.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.